is Morning Routines with the I Love Success podcast. When do you wake up and what do you do? What do you eat? How do you go about
it? Yeah, absolutely. So that was an experiment. So I want to share with you how I went to there. And so I used to wake up, I thought pretty early. But actually, it's funny, I've been following some guys on social media, and his name is Joe Duncan, great guy. He has this program called Before 5 a.m. And he's like, you know what, you should even, I thought I was waking up early at 6, but it was not that early. So I did an experiment well back where I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 3:30. And he's like, you know, people say, oh, Musa, I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to do that. Yeah. But the full sentence is, I don't have to do that because it's not important to me. That's the full sentence. So he says, is it easy? No, but we're not chasing easy. So he says, if you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you go to bed at 9 a.m., you have 18 hours. So you have plenty of time to organize your day. Of course, you do power naps in between because you will crush. Believe me, when I used to do that, I tested it. You run 8 or 9. I was getting drowsy because you already done a lot.
8 or 9 in the morning?
Yeah, 8 or 9 in the morning. You already got like 6 hours of things. But just give you an idea. So today I wake up around 4 a.m. So I adjusted. But it's great. Whatever you're doing. So I'm starting my company. I've been running my company. So whatever is important to me, I adjusted it. But what I'm trying to tell you is I wake up at 4 a.m. I actually jump in a shower, you know, get my thing going, and then actually I do meditation. So it's very important for me really to be in meditation. I close my day and I open my day, as I said, and it's really welcoming your day and mindful meditation. So mindfulness, being present in moments. That's really important for me.
Do you have any music or any guided meditation, or you just basically sit down and breathe? Or
yeah, no, I have guided meditation. Yeah, absolutely. So I have guided meditation, and that's helped me to guide me and direct me. After this, really, I'm definitely having more clarity, you know. And I love the early mornings. There is something about the early mornings. I encourage everybody to try it out and start small. Don't start 3 o'clock if you can do, but I do it progressively. But there is something when after I do my meditation and I'm there, I sit on my bed and I just sit down and listen. I actually ask questions and get answered somehow. There is this quietness about early morning, you know, before 5 a.m., before 6 a.m., that I don't know if you heard yourself, but you kind of like, if you tune, you get some message from you. I mean, you know, it's like more like maybe it's your subconscious mind, maybe it's yourself, maybe whatever you believe, but it's almost like this moment of clarity where you need to get this clarity. I think what I've seen a lot of people, they don't do well, is I have this concept of having a room with like 20 doors open. So on Monday, they take the door on the right. On Tuesday, they take the other door. On Tuesday, they take the one at the back. But every other Monday, they took the one at the back and they're confused. So they're all over the place and they're not focused. So what I tell them, I say, no, you need to close all the door, at least leave one or two opens, no more. Because you're chasing too many things and you're disturbing your power. You know, you're just distributing your energy. So by waking up early, 4 a.m., during my shower, during my meditation, and 4:30, 4:45, I have a quick breakfast, and it's for me, it's like all brains, fiber-based cereals, you know, some healthy juice, you know, something not too heavy, light, but pretty good. That gives me a good mental state. And after that, I encourage you to read. So whatever you have to read. So for me, it's something I enjoy, personal development or coaches or people I found interesting at the moment in the mental toughness, psychology or sport psychology as well. And as well, every answer I have, get to that and get this information of reading. From there on, what you do after that is get ready to the gym, hit the gym morning as well. Why morning? Because I discovered that when you get your routine going on and you get some achievement early in the morning, you kind of crush your day. So you've been to the gym, you work out, and you know, you apply yourself. So after that, I have the same mentality to go to the office. So you go to the office after that, and then you really want to gain a potential of your day, you know? So you come up with the right attitude.
You do this every day, or how does it work? How do you do it? A couple of days per week, or what's
yeah, no. I work to do it every day. So every day I work up. It's really a routine. As I say, it's progressive. So it took me a while to get there. But really, I encourage you to go out of your comfort zone to do it, because you're going to reap a lot of benefits. So it gives me a lot of time during the day. I go to bed pretty early, as I said, never be around 9:30 latest. But it's a very good balance. Of course, sometimes it happens that things happen and I derail a little bit. I'm human. But most of the time, I really stick to that point where it gives you this time where you have a lot of things to do. You can do work, you can do after work things, you can read, you can do spend time with family and friends. And I really encourage people to do that, because imagine it's already 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and some people, they wake up late, I get it. But by the time you wake up late and you think you're doing things, I arrive in the office or you do things and you already have like a half a day done before. Imagine you had time to even sit quietly to think about your life. I'm heading in the right direction, you know? And believe me, you're going to get answers that you never get during the day because you get too busy. So I really cherish the early mornings, and I wish more people will do that.